All right. Are you ready? Yeah. Three, one. Life is a challenge.
How do you get through it?
Laughing at the dark and dirty. We walk you through all the naughty secrets of the adult industry, and you get to be a fly on the wall with two best friends in the business of boobs.
We want to hear your dirty secrets too.
If you have stories to share, questions for us, need advice,
then send us an email to twndpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 702-900-6446. We'll always be laughing here. It's our favorite way to cope. If you like what you hear, hit the subscribe button, share with a friend, and leave us a rating wherever you listen to podcasts. And we thank you for coming this week.
We hit the wee-wee point. So let's jump into it. Welcome back to the Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast. My name is Molly Stewart. If you have never listened to the show before, and today I have an amazing guest, very happy to be joined by Autumn Rain. Yay! David will put in a cool little like applause sound there. So do you want to introduce yourself? I heard that you just won an award, so I definitely want to talk about that.
But before we get into that,
yeah.
Were you the one who played that guitar solo?
I wish. No.
If you said yes, I would have been like, just bow.
Oh God, I wish. I remember I wanted to learn how to play the guitar when I was younger, but then, I don't know, I just fell off from it and never really went anywhere. Do you play guitar?
No.
Oh.
But I'll get, you asked me to introduce myself. My name is Autumn Rain, Vegas local, trans porn star, cosplayer, dungeon master. You know?
I love that. And dungeon master is the one who creates the story, correct?
I love that.
I love that. So you have a very creative mind.
Yeah, I think so.
I love that.
Creative to the point to where I have to, like, I have to distract myself sometimes because my mind is so loud, so I'll have to like put on a video or put on music, so that's where my attention is focused. Otherwise my brain is moving at 5,000 miles an hour.
No, I feel you. I feel you so hard on that. Like, and I do a lot of solo stuff myself, and that's like where my career started and all that. I always have to have like some TV show I'm not even paying attention to, like going in the background, or music. What do you like to listen to kind of like pull you in and center you? Do you have like favorite genres or anything?
I don't have any specific go-to, honestly. Kind of like my style, I don't really have a go-to. Same applies to music. I mean, I can list off 30 different genres and I'll say I can listen to all that in one day, you know.
Sometime. I love that. No, and that's good too, because it's like there's also like different moods, so you need like a variety of things to kind of pull you back into the center. I love that. How long have you played Dungeons and Dragons?
Only a year and a few months.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm still new, but I just, whenever I like something, I really kind of dive into it and learn it really well. If any of you know what Baldur's Gate is, the way I started to learn Dungeons and Dragons, even though it's kind of diet Dungeons and Dragons, you know, Dungeons and Dragons from wish.com, is I just replayed it doing like every single class.
Yeah, that's the best thing about those types of games.
And then, you know, my girlfriend is also a DM, so I learned a lot from her.
That's cool.
And other stuff, and just other people. Like half of the people who play Dungeons and Dragons with me have DM experience. So
that's awesome. Yeah. That's cool. Because I've never like really played it myself. I mean, I had a boyfriend like way back in the day who was super into it and like tried to get me into it, but didn't explain anything very well. And I was the only girl in the group, so it was like weird, and they were just like, didn't want me to be there, I kind of think. So I never really got into it.
You would think nerdy guys would want you to be there.
You would think, but I always found the dungeon master who gets to like create the story and all of that really interesting, because I'm something of a storyteller myself. Do you have any like really fun scenarios that you're like happy that you've come up with, like, or?
Oh my god,
is it just too much?
I introduced RuPaul into my world. I don't play any of the official Dungeons and Dragons, you know, handbook campaigns. I do what's called homebrew. So you just come up with it. And you still use like the D&D rules and all that.
Yeah.
You can kind of change things up here and there if you want to. But like, I'm like, apart from storytelling, I'm like 90-something% loyal to the rules, but I might change up the little
yeah, but
tiny,
you have to pull in RuPaul.
Tiny little things. But I introduced RuPaul.
That's awesome.
Who is, oh, well, I don't think any of my players are going to watch this. So
well, maybe they will.
So RuPaul is going to propose to one of my players.
Aww.
And they got introduced to this player through a fashion contest that happened in game. It was great.
I love that. So when something like that happens, do people who are playing actually like dress up in costumes, or is it kind of just
not my
like all in game?
Not my people. I have before though.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like that. That's awesome. Do you love the pod? Of course you do. Do you love ads? Not so much. Do you want to prove how much you love the pod? Then join us ad-free on patreon.com/twndpodcast. Every tier of support gets you day early releases and ad-free enjoyment. The Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast is made possible by listeners like you. If you want the full VIP experience, join any of our dirtbag tiers, which also gives you access to skits, photo sets, bonus episodes, and monthly Zoom chats where we sit down, reflect, share, and more. You'll also have access to Thought Takes, a mini show where I strip down and go in hard with rantisodes. What are you waiting for? Join us and be a dirtbag at patreon.com/twndpodcast. I don't know. So speaking of that, also, you are really into cosplay.
Yes.
Yes. I've been excited to talk to you about it ever since I found out, because I love cosplay, and I got into this. I go through these weird phases where sometimes I'll do like no cosplay, and then it needs to like get out of me, and I just do all the cosplay.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at right now, where I haven't cosplayed in a while.
Mm-hmm.
The last one I did was for Groovy.
Okay.
But it wasn't a character that you would know from a TV show or a game. It was an original character.
Okay.
But it's still cosplay. I was a ginger witch with ginormous nerdy glasses, who's clumsy,
yeah.
Named Lulu.
That's the fun thing about content creation and things like cosplay. Like, I've even had people before, if you just wear like the skin suit and a wig or something like that, that's not cosplay. I'm like, well, what would you call it then? You know, but the cool thing is you get to like create your own characters out of things. And when you're making videos and making content, because you do solo stuff, you get to like incorporate all that creativity and then like see it brought to life, which is, I've always thought was super fun.
The thing with cosplay is there, unfortunately, one, it's an expensive hobby.
Yes.
But two, there are too many extremists in it. I feel like people who are like, that's not cosplay unless you make everything, or you can't be this character because you're not this or you're not that. Like, I don't think cosplay should see color.
No.
In my opinion.
No.
It shouldn't see color, shouldn't see size. If you're like, you know, if you're a big person and you're cosplaying a skinny person, well, some people get mad at you for that. I'm just like, why? They're expressing themselves.
No.
Let people express themselves.
Exactly. Like, just it. I was on an interview with this guy called Finch, and he hosts like a Marvel-centric podcast. We were talking about too how Marvel is such a big universe just in and of itself, and so many people enjoy it in different ways. Mm-hmm. And that's like the same thing with cosplay. It's like, if you like a character and you relate to that character somehow, and you want to like express it in your own way, I see nothing wrong with that. Like, who does it harm? That's what I have to know.
You want to know something funny?
Yeah, please.
The first time I signed at Avian, I was dressed up as Harley Quinn from the second Suicide Squad in
Sick.
Her battle dress, the
yeah.
red battle dress.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I love that. That's so cool, though. And to be able to bring that out, it always pisses me off when I see people who are just like being so like purist about it or whatever.
Oh,
and
you can't do that.
And half the time I feel like the people that are complaining about it, they don't even like do the cosplay.
They don't.
So I'm like, you're just like watching other people do it, and maybe you like this other person who did it better, so now someone else is doing it wrong. Like, that doesn't make sense. Just don't look at
it. I'm sorry, you're not as popular as Jessica Negri, so
yeah.
You can't do this. Pushes up
yeah.
the glasses.
And trust me, like, she's sick. She has so much cool stuff. It's like, but
she's
also been doing it for so long. She does create a lot of her own stuff. And that's its own like time commitment in and of itself. And when you're someone like you or someone like me who also has other content to create that's outside of just one thing, it's like you want to inject a little bit of what you love into what you're able to create, but you still got to make money and you still got to like evaluate your time. And I'm guessing, I could be wrong, but you seem like someone who has like a lot of interests to me. So kind of getting pulled in different directions of like, how much time can I focus on this right now while still like being productive? And it goes all over the place.
Well, I like to say that when I'm not working, or exercising, I'm just pure nerd mode constantly, you know, and by nerd mode, I am meaning all inclusive. By that, I mean, I can be playing games or I can be talking about astrophysics, you know.
Yeah, I love
and
that.
And by nerd, I'd kind of mesh nerd and geek together, because some people are like, that's not nerd, that's geek. And I'm just like, shh.
Why are we trying to label every little last thing? Like, just let people enjoy something. It doesn't, like, shouldn't it matter, like, what you say about yourself, like whatever it is that you identify as, whether I'm feeling more like a nerd today or more like a geek or I'm all in one, like what does that
matter? I identify as sexy.
Yeah, there you go. I love that. I have to embody that sometimes. I feel like I can take that on when I'm making content. Like, I feel very sexy doing it, and I'm sure that you do too. But sometimes I'm just kind of like, I'm a house goblin. You know what I mean? Sometimes, when the camera's on.
The camera's off, you know.
Yeah.
Or before you put on your makeup. But that's just me, though. That's not everyone. I mean, I think I look hot sometimes without it off. But sometimes I'm just like, oh, what's big eyes today?
I got to, like shade this down somehow. Yeah, I do get that sometimes, because, like, sometimes I'm actually in the mood to do my makeup, even if I'm not doing contacts. I'm just like, oh, like, it feels really nice to do this. And some days I look at myself, I'm like, you know what? You don't need any makeup today. But, you know, then I'll film a podcast episode like last week, and I'm covered in acne and just ranting about hormones. So it's kind of give and take.
Hormones.
Hormones, yes. Not the good kind, unfortunately. Well, just whore. Yeah. Oh, I love the sound of hormones. How long have you been in the industry?
Professional, a little over 3 years. But I did amateur content for a year before that.
Oh, cool.
My most popular video on Pornhub, actually, on Pornhub anyways, I don't know about other sites, is a video of me back when I was like 110 pounds, tiny titties before I got them done. Yeah. By the way, this is a joke. This is satire. it's attention grabbing. You know?
I love it. All for the clicks.
All for the clicks. But it's just me with my friend, and it's like half of a video that we filmed almost 4 years ago now, where I'm just having sex with her on her bed, and we're all gothed up, and I'm wearing like black handcuffs. You know, I'm not tied up,
but just as an accessory.
Fashion accessory, yeah.
And, I love that.
You know, I was asking consent and everything, and the thing is, I think that's the biggest reason why it blew up, is because I think it was claimed by the trans community. Because I see, like, half the comments I see, oh my god, it's so sexy that she's asking consent and checking on her. And I'm just like, oh, my heart.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. I love that. I think, like, something that I didn't learn until much, I didn't even learn about consent until way too late, and like past an abusive relationship and all of that. Oh, so sorry. It's like one of the cool things I found about joining the industry was all of the consent that is put in place, mm-hmm. and like making sure that like people are tested before they just do whatever, your do's and don'ts before you start shooting, and like the ability to like say no when something is happening, and like actually having a very safe environment for it. Yeah. I know that maybe some people have, and maybe you are one of them, I'm not like speaking out of turn, but have experienced bad situations on sets, but I personally have not. And I find myself very lucky, like, and anyone who has not experienced something bad on set, that's also very good. I'm very happy for that. So, but I think as a whole, my experience with the industry and even the people in the industry just shooting content with other creators is mm-hmm. very much like, what are we okay with? What makes you comfortable? What makes you feel good? Instead of just like, you know, a weird situation.
So I'm the kind of person who avoids drama like the plague. Mm-hmm. I have a saying that I have hundreds of acquaintances, but few friends.
Yeah.
And that's because I'm picky about who I bring close to me in my life. And only a few of those friends are industry, and the rest are like D&D or people who don't even live in Vegas or whatever. Doesn't matter how popular you are in the industry. If I feel like you're going to be bringing drama my way, I'm just like, hey, I'll be nice and I'll be pleasant and professional to you. But, you know, I'll do like one scene with you, and I'm just like, okay, nice seeing you.
Yeah.
We could do a paid scene together. You know, mm-hmm. you're great. Head pats. But, you know, I just don't want to hear it. The moment you start, you know, trashing or dogging on someone, I'm just like, hey, listen, I don't want to hear it. You know,
I, I feel you completely, because I've been in the industry for just over 12 years now and started on a webcam site, and there's so much drama on webcam sites. And then you go into the industry and it's like a little bit different, but there's also, you realize like a different side of the drama. And I don't shoot mainstream anymore. I haven't in years. So I've gone like back to my content creation on my own side. But yeah, I'm very much, the drama never seemed worth it to me. And I don't know how some people feed on it, and like, best of luck to you, but it's too much to process.
Hairs at 26. I don't get that.
Oh my God. So you wanted to get back to, cause we kind of got off on a cosplay tangent and stuff,
ADHD.
But your solo award, do you want to talk about that? Like, was it a complete surprise? Were you so stoked?
It was. And it's only been a couple of days. So of course I'm super stoked. I did not go on stage because I left. I didn't think I was going to win anything because I haven't for 3 years in a row now. And the show was running late. The Trans Erotic Awards were running late. And by the time, I kid you not, we left at like 12, right? Yeah. We left at 12. And then almost 2 a.m., almost 2 hours down the road, and this is the second to last award being called, mind you, I get text from, you know, my PR, Erica, and like Radius, that's a Groovy producer, and a few friends of mine. They're like, congrats. I'm like, wait, what's going on? What? Huh?
Yeah.
Huh? And I was like, you won. I'm like, what did I win? They're like, best solo model. I was like, oh, shit.
That's so cool.
Darn.
But also... But still, 2 hours later,
yeah,
oh my gosh.
Yeah. And I kid you not, like, by the time we left, it was already 12, we were just about finished with the first row out of two.
Oh my gosh.
So, like, here's one row of all these
performance categories, yeah.
And then here's another one. And we're just like, this is taking forever.
Yeah.
And the thing is, we live here in Vegas, and it was out in LA, so we drove back.
Oh,
my girlfriend was just like, hey, you know, I want to sleep in our own bed. And I'm just like, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, for sure.
Sure. We'll get home. We got home at 5 a.m., mind you, after we left early. So if we had stayed at the show, we probably would have gotten there around 7:30.
Yeah.
So,
oh my gosh.
That was my mindset. I was like, I didn't think I was going to win anything. And I felt really bad. And I apologized. And I thanked Stephen Gruby in DMs. He's like, yeah, I was a little upset. I was excited when I heard you were winning. And I was just like, yeah, me too. I'm sorry. But
what
can you do?
Yeah.
You know,
that's just how it goes sometimes. But the most important thing, you won.
Yeah. But now I'm not going to skip it next year.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't want to leave in the first place, but, you know, I wanted to make sure that we slept comfortably in our own bed, and you know, LA parking's bad. We didn't want to get up at 7 a.m. to move the car, and you know, we just wanted to sleep, and we did sleep in. Oh my God, I woke up at like 2.
That's
so,
yeah. But that drive to from Vegas to LA is a nightmare.
It was way better at night though.
It's so much better at night because there's no one out there. Yeah. Sometimes I know people have tried to like stagger it before. Like, I'm pretty sure if I leave at this time, then the traffic will have already moved past and I'll skip the spot. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter. So it has to be like literally at night when people are asleep, and even then sometimes you'll find yourself in a traffic jam.
No, we didn't have too much traffic. We had a little bit at 1-2 a.m. So
yeah.
But
not too bad considering that drive can sometimes take like 10 hours. Mm. Oh, it's so ridiculous. I remember one time I was on my way through there, and I don't know what happened. It must have been some accident or something, but it's that big stretch where there are no exits. There's just nowhere to pull off. And it was backed up like stop and go traffic for probably like 3 hours. And I had to end up like peeing in my favorite coffee mug because I'm like, dude, it was crazy. Like this, there was a big semi next to me. So I'm like, no one will see me. And I'm literally going to pee my pants because I've been sitting here for like 2.5 hours.
Oh my goodness.
And it's hot and it's crazy. So I start like getting ready. I was wearing a skirt, luckily,
to
go and like pee. Right. And as soon as I get like situated, it starts moving a little bit. So the semi is just pulling up. This other truck is coming past. So now I'm like holding this bottle between my legs under my skirt. Like, don't fucking look at me. But also your body's like ready to pee. So it's like trying
it's hard to
fight.
Hold it in.
I'm like, dude, this is a nightmare. So now I try to fly when I'm able to because I just hate it. God.
I fly when it's just me. But, you know, it's a lot cheaper to drive when it's multiple people because I didn't want to pay for multiple tickets.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Flights can be really expensive too, considering that it's only like, what, like a 45 minute flight. You're like, how is this this much? That's crazy. I also heard that you are going to be going to Europe.
Yeah, I'm not saying when, obviously, for safety reasons, but I will be going to Prague to shoot for legal porno soon.
That's really
soon-ish, not saying any specific
times.
In between 1 month and years, not saying when.
It could be 5 years from now, you don't know.
It could be 20 years.
It could be.
I could be,
get into 46? Like the Milfy Cougar stage of things.
I can't imagine I'll be doing it then.
Yeah. I would personally think I would like to be done by the time I'm cougar status. And to the women who can do it, that's freaking awesome.
Oh yeah, I love it. Veronica Avlov.
Yeah. And they're just so hot. Like even like Alexis Fox, and then you've got like Phoenix Marie and all these Rochelle Ryan, like so many beautiful older women.
Gorgeous.
But just for me, I'm like, my back already hurts.
I'm 26 and I hurt.
Like, it's a whole thing. And like, when you're doing scenes can be intense, whether it's even just solo stuff sometimes. I get through a full day of shooting solos, I'm just like, I am so exhausted.
One of my scenes that was a group scene that I won at the Alt Awards, the Neon Vampire Trilogy with... so many names. With here the main people are Serena Havoc, Robin Coffins, and me, Livy Doll, Adeline Gray.
Wait, did Ivan
Nixie
shoot that?
Leon.
Hmm? Did Ivan shoot that?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, I love Ivan. He's sick.
Ivan's great. And there was one other lady who was in the first scene, because it was like two scenes. I can't remember her name. I'm so sorry. Just look it up and you'll find her. Yeah. But that one best alt feature at the Alt Awards, but the reason why I was bringing this up, sorry, I'm ADHD, is you were talking about really long scenes and then being in pain and whatnot.
Yes,
that was I think an almost 18-hour day. wait, hold on. 11, I got there 10. Okay, 16-hour. Sorry.
Oh my god.
I got there around 10:30, 11 for makeup and hair.
Yeah.
And then by the time we finished filming the before part, so we did the sex stuff before we filmed the
preemptive
part, because the preemptive part was at a club, you know, at night, where they transform us into vampires. So we didn't even have enough time to like take our own solo content with our hot vampire makeup on before they're like, all right, take off your makeup, we're going to set number two.
Oh my gosh.
So two sets, 16-hour day. Also, this was the first time I tried putting in contacts, so I was really scared, right? But the thing is, they had us put it in after makeup, so I'm over here slightly messing up my eye makeup trying to get these darn contacts, and now I'm like, okay, I can do it now. But
I remember the last one. I didn't use contacts after this because it was the similar situation where my makeup was all done, but I wanted this one like cool like grayed out eye. I did like a messed up like Wednesday Addams type vibe, right? Ooh, yeah. But the makeup is so intense because it's Wednesday Addams, so like slide it in there. Someone else tried to help me put it in. That wasn't working. It was this whole thing. I'm like crying down the side of my face, just your eye going crazy. Do you find it more difficult to see in them too, or oh my god, that was a nightmare. I felt like, especially when it was clouded over, I was like, is this what cataracts is like?
A super vibrant neon blue though. It was kind of hot. It was kind of like this.
Oh, that's fun. I love that.
I was just like, ooh. My girlfriend liked it.
That's cool. That's great. Do you have any other like crazy stuff that you've shot, like, because you mentioned Alt Erotica, and I've had Ivan on the podcast before. He shoots some content for me as well. Cool. And he always just has crazy stories and has shot so much wild stuff. Like, do you have anything from Alt Erotic or any scenes in the vampire one that you want to talk
about? You know
what's
funny?
Yeah.
That was the only Alt Erotic scene I've done, and it won Best Alt Feature.
That's awesome.
And that's not any credit to me. I was just someone who was asked to be in the scene. Robin and Serena and Ivan and Wendy, the makeup artist, are all the people who put it together. But it's just funny that they're like, hey, Autumn, you want to do this? Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
I've asked Ivan, I was like, hey, I would like to shoot for Alt Erotic again. He's like, okay, well, we'll get you on a tattoo scene. I was like, what do you mean? What do you mean? What are you talking about? Apparently they do this thing where they tattoo you and they have sex with you. And I'm just like, no. No, I love tattoos. I have tattoos. I try not to get too many because I know I'll get less work. So I've been holding back.
Yeah.
This is the only tattoo I've gotten in the past 3 years since starting professional porn. So I just said, yeah, just get me on something.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll message him now and say, hey, I just got an award. Maybe you should get me
Maybe
maybe I can not sit on it because it'll cut me open on the insides. But, you know.
Did he tell you about the one that they shot where they tattooed, like, the Simpsons donut around a girl's butthole?
No.
He was telling me about it. I was like, what in the heck? So apparently that was when he also discovered that there's, like, an average size to a taint, and she had a below average size taint, so they had to, like, take a bite, like, make it look like there was a bite out of the donut to, like, fit around her butthole, and it was a whole process. And I was like, that's so fascinating,
funny.
Like, just I can't imagine having a tattoo on my asshole. I'm like, more power to you.
So a little shout out right here, the person who tattooed this, it's a cover up, by the way, is the person who generally tattoos in those scenes, Madame Ouija.
Oh, okay.
I went to her tattoo shop.
I love that.
Yeah, she gave me a nice discount,
That's really cool.
I tipped her. Okay, so actually, she didn't give me a discount. She gave it to me for free. She was like, yeah, just film some scenes with me. I was like, okay. I felt really bad, so I tipped her $350.
Well, there you go.
So, you know, she's like, appreciation for the art. And just send people my way. And I've sent her like 4 people since then. But still, I'm just like, you know, I know you're giving it to me for free, but I feel bad. That's because this was 2 sessions. It was 13 hours.
Oh,
2 sessions.
Because
that's so much color.
Yeah. Right? And color takes way longer. The only tattoos I have are all in just black ink. So,
yeah. I think I have like 1 black tattoo, strictly black tattoo. Color.
Is it Zelda?
Yes,
because
it is.
I kept like peeking at it. I was trying not to be like weird, but that's so cool.
My favorite game series. I've cosplayed I've gender bent Link before.
I love that.
I have not cosplayed any Zelda characters. I've thought about it. But we'll get to that.
That's really cool.
But we'll get to that eventually.
I've wanted to do Zelda type cosplay before. I could never find any outfits that I really liked and all that kind of stuff. But I love wearing elf ears. There's just something about it. If I put on elf ears for a shoot, I'm wearing them for the rest of the day.
You should do the Breath of the Wild Zelda look. You've got the build for it. Or Twilight Princess, the serious Zelda with the sword, you know.
That would be fun.
You know, she's like brunette in that instead of blonde.
Yeah. That would be pretty sick. There's something about me too. I like gender bending. Like cosplays.
Yeah, me too.
And so I love, like, one of my favorite cosplays I've done, I didn't even do till recently, is Ash from Pokemon.
Ash Ketchup.
Yes. But I was calling myself Molly Spankum just to avoid copyright issues.
Yeah.
But it, like, I love doing that. I did, I love Ken. I like to put on Ken from the Barbie movie. I have like the whole pimp Ken outfit with like the glasses, the big fur coat.
If you wore that today, I would have walked in and I would have just been like, please, we I need to work with this person. I mean, I would love to work with you, but if you just were immediately in cosplay like that, I would have been like, this person's so hot.
I was. Have you had the pleasure of meeting Stella Sky by chance?
Or heard of her? Maybe in passing. I know who that is.
But so we did an episode. My co-host isn't with us today. She has some stuff going on. But we all were Ken, different variations of Ken. So my co-host Laura was Beach Ken. Stella was like Bro Ken with the tie dye, and I was like Pimp Ken. So we just had a whole brocast. We didn't ask her anything about like Stella. It was just Ken. We were all.
That's hilarious.
So if you ever want to do something like that sometime, just something weird, let me know.
Have you ever cosplayed Harley Quinn?
I have. Yeah, it was a big thing for me back in the day.
What if I was Velma and you were Daphne?
I have both costumes in this closet right over here, actually.
I've done Velma twice. I've done 2 scenes as Velma.
I love that.
We
can solve a mystery.
Both groovy, actually. I did a groovy VR, which was the first one. And then I did a... I did 2. Yeah. The first one was not, that was before I got my boobs done, actually, was a boy-girl scene with Pierce Paris.
Oh, Pierce! Yeah, we love Pierce. Sick.
He's hilarious.
He's
too.
So funny. I've had him on as well.
And then the second one was a VR. It was a solo VR.
So. I love that. Mm. Sorry, I'm always so thirsty. What is shooting VR like? Because I've never done it before. Like how? Continue.
VR is a bit more intense because you are a lot more limited on the space that you can move.
Mm-hmm.
But also, it's a little funny because instead of looking at the face of the other model, if it's more than one person, anyways,
yeah, you're looking into the camera.
You're looking at the lens. Like looking at one lens is, you know, whatever, you know, that happens, you know, POV stuff. But when you look at two little eyes and it's like, it looks like a VR headset.
Yeah.
It's funny. You look into little eyeballs. I'm just like, I'm talking to Wally. I'm looking at Wally. But, you are a lot more limited on the space you can move, and especially when they get in like nice and really tight on you, it's almost like a constant close up POV, but it's not. Yeah. And you just can't be moved certain ways.
Yeah.
And you have to be careful about awareness. Like saying names or super specifics about the person because, you know,
it's supposed to be
the person
POV.
Who's watching is putting themselves in the POV of said person that you're shooting with. So
mm-hmm.
It's not horrible. You know, I'll do it any
just
day.
Just a lot different.
As long as the price is right. I would not go out of my way to do it myself, I don't think.
Yeah.
Just because it's a lot more draining
physically.
I might, but not now.
Yeah.
But it's tolerable. It's definitely tolerable.
I've just like seen so much about it. I've had people ask me about it before. And I do like POV style videos, but nothing like that's immersive VR. Yeah. Or I have like toys like of my vagina and stuff that people can fuck and they can like sync it up to the videos of my content and stuff, but I'm like it does seem like a lot of work, but to me it would seem similar to like webcamming because I'm always talking like to the camera.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost easier I think for me possibly to talk to a camera than it is to like look a person directly in the eyes.
Hello. How's it going?
I get this like all the time where I'll be like, okay, for the longest time, I thought that like when they said like you're supposed to make eye contact with someone that you're supposed to like make eye contact with them. And then I'm wondering why I'm like throwing people off because I'm just dead eye.
What is this person doing? Yeah. They're making me, I'm scared.
Yeah. So you like avert the eyes. Like, am I making sure that I'm averting my gaze enough that I'm not freaking someone
I'm
out?
Shy. If it's not easy to tell, I have to like really work myself up sometimes to get in a certain mood. Like when the camera comes on, I'm very confident.
Yes.
When it comes off, I'm just like, hey, how's it going, guys?
Yeah.
But
I feel that.
But if I'm really, really into the person, really into the mood, eye contact is easy.
Yes.
Like if we have super great chemistry and it just feels like actual sex, which, you know, obviously keep it professional, but like when the camera's rolling and you're acting, if it's like a studio scene where that's the point and it's not like casual, like, hey, I really like this person.
Yes.
It's nice to get into that mindset, but when you're not in that mindset and, you know, it's just work sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Honey, what does it make you think of? Sweet, delicious, sticky, licking it off your partner? If you want to have fun with a special friend or are someone who loves self-pleasure, Honey Playbox has the toys for you. Use our code TWND to save 15% on your purchase. Amp up your playtime at honeyplaybox.com. You deserve pleasure, so elevate your experience with Honey Playbox and support our show by using code TWND at checkout. Watching podcasts is fun. Watching reruns, also fun. But nothing beats a live experience. Check out our friends at Jerkmate by going to jkmte.com/TWND. Every sign up helps our show. Don't jerk alone. Get your front row seat to live events. Try a gold show from the comfort of your couch. Check the show description or go to jkmte.com/TWND to try it out.
Then it's hard. That. And, you know, you stare at them a little bit, but otherwise, you know, I might throw my head back and, you know, do the eye rolling back or whatever.
Because it's so good.
It is sometimes, though.
It is, because sometimes it is. And that is the interesting thing about shooting content, because, yes, it's work. And so many times it's such fun work. And then sometimes it really is just a job.
It really depends.
It's nobody's fault. It's just like sometimes you just have a little spark of chemistry with someone when you're working together, whether it's just a good vibe or maybe you're both super attracted to each other and it all just like comes together to be like, damn,
that's important. But it's so many other things, like how good did I sleep, what are my hormones like, because, you know, I take injections, you know, the estrogen, and sometimes if I'm like really low,
can change
or I just got it and I'm super emotional because I just injected liquid estrogen into my body, I'm just like, gotta get that good middle ground.
Everything does have to line up, but I feel like that's also kind of sex in general too,
because
it's always just the mindset. It's like, oh, did someone like road rage at you on the way to set?
Someone road rage at me, I'd get so upset. I'm not an angry person. I would get so sad. I'm like, I'm sorry.
But like that, and then you show up to set, you're all like thrown off. Like, there can be so many different
factors. I recover quickly though.
That's good.
I recover quickly. I'm the kind of person who there are multiple different types of thinkers. There are people who think with thoughts. There are people who just physically and literally cannot think. And there are people who think with emotions.
Mm-hmm.
I think with words and I think with emotions. So sometimes I can fully process something without putting any words in my mind. I can just loop a song.
Yeah.
Right. And then I could just process it. And then sometimes I got to get those words out. It really depends. It's weird.
I get that. Sometimes I go like nonverbal where I just don't want anyone around. I just want to like sit and like process what the thoughts are. And it's sometimes just like a buzzing in my head, but I like get through it and I figure out. And sometimes I just need to talk every last detail to death.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is sometimes I'm able to think without words is what I'm getting at. Like, pure emotions can still be thoughts. It's the human brain is crazy advanced in that way, to where you don't actually have to think words to be able to think and process things. You can just feel it out. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Mm. It's interesting.
Yeah, I learned that recently, actually. I thought I was weird before when, because I did that and I knew I did that. I was like, why don't I think words sometimes? And then you know, crazy weird AI algorithms like was like, hey, these are different types of thinkers. And I was like, what the heck? What is going on?
Can you describe at all what that feels like? I'm just kind of curious, because like when I have those moments where I'm like processing, it's a similar thing where I said it's like, it's not that there's words, it's just kind of like this hum in my head where there's not really anything, and I'm just kind of like working through what I'm feeling. But how does that
putting in words very difficult, because I didn't even know what the heck I was doing until recently, when I watched that video. And I'm hoping that video is true, but you know, so let's just say I have an argument with my partner or a friend or a colleague or something, and I'm not feeling great.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to process it, but I don't want to think mean thoughts or sad thoughts or whatever. So I can feel the emotion. Like, okay, actually, here's a much better example. You know, the stages of grief,
yeah.
You know, anger, depression, bargaining, all that. Imagine feeling all of those physical and mental symptoms without there being words. You can feel the anger, like you can feel it in your chest, you can feel it in your brain physically, you know, you're burning up, you can feel sad, you feel a little low, slumped over, whatever. Imagine feeling all those stages of grief without processing a single word is, I guess, the best way I can put it. It's more physical. It's mental, but it's also physical for me, at least.
That makes sense.
So when I'm angry, I feel warmer. When I'm upset, my chest hurts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of that's one way to put it. It's so hard to explain because I'm just kind of learning about it recently.
But the way that you're saying it does make sense to me in a lot of things, because I do feel that, like, literally the heat rises like in you when you're angry. And I get times too where when I'm like really down or really depressed, like I'm so cold that even turning on the heat doesn't seem to like do anything. So it's an interesting way to hear you describe that for sure. Never thought about it like that. Do you find that, like, that works really well for you? Like, do you come on the other side kind of like feeling better about the situation? Or
I usually recover really quickly. And the thing is sure, I do think in words also, but I feel like when I'm going through something heavy and hard, something to where I could think hurtful thoughts, the physically feeling it and just kind of letting it burn through your sweat or be absorbed out or whatever, you know, I'm no like super homeopathy chakra kind of person. I'm not that kind of person. I don't necessarily disbelieve it, but I'm also just kind of like, I don't know enough, so I'm just gonna I'm just vibing, you know.
That's good.
I'm just trying to figure out analogies and words to describe it. But I forgot what we were saying.
Oh, I don't know. We're just talking about processing.
Oh, yeah, processing.
No, but yeah. But we can always like switch off. I just found it interesting the way that you, because I think that it's true how everybody does process things differently. Yeah. So I just get curious.
I remember. I think for me personally, it's just a little bit healthier to do that than just think, screw this person. Oh, fuck this person. You know, I don't like that. So I just kind of like,
helpful.
If I'm angry, I don't say anything. I just
go all zen with it, or
I try to do that. You know, I'm not a very angry person. It takes a lot to make me upset. It doesn't take a lot to make me sad.
Yeah,
but it takes a lot to like really make me angry. And the only real way you can do that is by intentionally being an asshole. Like, you have to go out of your way to try to hurt me or people that I care about. Otherwise, if you like mess up and you're uneducated on something, I'm just like, hey, you know, that's not cool. But this is why that's not cool. And, you know, it's okay. Just know for the next person is kind of how I handle stuff like that.
Makes sense. It's like, I feel like that's a much healthier way to be and to deal with things and with other people, because it's true. Like, even like people who are very road ragey, like, I don't know if you see it around Vegas, but I swear to God, there's so many people where they're just honking. They'll speed up after another person, and I'm just slowing back because I'm like, what is going on? Like, it can't be healthy.
Without giving away my location, I'll just say that I live near a highway somewhere in the city. And it's kind of hard to turn out of my neighborhood sometimes because of it, because there's so many cars. So I get it. I'll be up. Thankfully, I do a lot of like white noise in my room for when I sleep. But, you know, if I'm up in my other room where I'm like, you know, working on my computer or whatever, at 3 a.m. I'll hear, whoa!
Oh my God.
And the thing is I'm a set of houses back.
Yeah.
So imagine the people who are right there.
Oh God.
And the wall is just a small little wall. It's not like a big, you know, highway wall where it helps with the noise. It's like some 7 feet tall or shorter, like little concrete wall that barely helps with barely helps with the noise. And I feel bad for those people.
Do you hear the plane?
I do.
Because that was going crazy.
Because they have less of a backyard because of that wall. You know, I have a nice backyard. It's not huge, but, you know, it gets the job done. And they have like this a few feet and then wall of concrete.
Oh,
and then it's loud because of all the cars. I'm just like, oh, you poor people. I'm sorry.
Oh, God. I would hate. Yeah. It's hard. And I'm one of those people, like we were saying before, like to have a little something on in the background and all that, like too many sounds and like the traffic just, oh my God, drives me crazy.
And I don't like driving.
And no, like I've had times in my life where I've really liked driving, like especially when I was younger and stuff, but living out on like the West Coast and now also Vegas with the traffic getting as crazy as it is, I just feel like people are always in such a hurry. And I'm like, I don't know where you're hurrying to or why you're so angry about where you're going.
It's, you know, the hustler mindset, you know?
Yeah.
Just kind of how this country is, you know? You have to work hard to make money, you know?
Yeah. Work hard to make money so that you can never retire
and
then you'll die
doing
this.
And so work hard to make money so you can spend that money and give that money to other people.
Yeah.
Just, well, whoa.
And it's just everything is so expensive. But I feel like the quality of everything has gone to shit.
It has gone down. Like mass producing, you know, when people make things for profit instead of reliability, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, I'm young, I'm only 26, but even things that were made when I was a kid were better quality.
Yeah.
You know, and that wasn't that long ago, you know, and you know, my dad has this desk. I mean, he got rid of it now because he retired, but he had this desk that's like 20 years older than me that his mom had or something. And it worked perfectly fine. Yeah. You go buy something from IKEA and it breaks in a year or two.
Yeah. No, it's ridiculous. Even just...
Don't come at me, IKEA. I'm sorry.
Like, IKEA, you offer a service. That's cool. But it is true about, like, all that kind of just... The quality, it just pisses me off because, okay, so even things like LED bulbs, because I remember when LED bulbs were first like becoming this big thing and they were so expensive and they're supposed to last forever, you know, like, and just be a lower energy cost. Now, whenever I was starting to have some LED bulbs go out, and I talked to my contractor. I was like, dude, like what is going on? Like, what's wrong? And he's like, oh no, it's like set in place now because it wasn't profitable to make bulbs that last forever. So now they last like a max of like 5 years or something like that.
We have the technology.
Yeah.
People don't realize that. It's crazy. A lot of the times we have the technology to make a lot of things better and last longer and be more reliable. Mm-hmm. But, you know,
that's not profitable.
If it's not profitable, and some people who come up with these things, well, protect them. That's all I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. Protect the people who come up with good inventions. You know, just not saying why, because I don't want to get this demonetized. Just protect them.
Well, at least demonetized anyway, but don't worry about it. But it is a thing, because even with like the new iPhone every single year, and if you can't avoid that update, your phone is basically just a brick by the time the new one comes out. Like,
I have a Samsung.
There you go. See, all of my stuff is now too intertwined into this from having like so many years of this and that. But like the quality goes down on all of these different things. And then even just trying to hire people to do a job or like some sort of service. When you try to like cancel something, they'll offer you so much lower. Like, just to stay.
Oh, my God.
And you're like, so what you're saying is you could charge me this, but instead you're charging this. But because you might lose this revenue, you'll give me this for 2 years.
Have you ever heard of Prose? P-R-O-S-E, the hair company shampoo.
Oh, yeah,
shampoo.
Yeah, yeah. Okay,
so,
yeah.
Custom shampoo and all that. I recently unsubscribed with them because they kept sending me stuff before I was ready. Mm-hmm. I said it. So before it was 4 weeks, 1 month, I was like, yeah, maybe I can finish the spot on 1 month. No.
Yeah.
No. I set it to 12 weeks, 3 months. And then they sent me some, that was a one-time thing. They sent it to me after 3 months and then it dropped back down to 4 months and 4 weeks. So 1 month. And they kept sending me all these shampoo and stuff before I was ready. So, hundreds of dollars that I did not want to spend. There's no option to set manual renew. Like, there was no option. It was
That's
like
annoying.
3-4 weeks, 12 weeks, whatever.
Yeah.
So instead of saying, hey, I will choose when I want you to send me more, there's no option for that. So I just canceled. I'm just like, you're not going to take my money when I don't need it. I have 3 boxes of extra shampoo and conditioner that is just waiting. And the thing is, it takes me months to go through it because I don't need that much.
Yeah.
I have thin hair.
Yeah.
You know?
And you're not showering like your hair every single day. It's not good for
it. No, that's not healthy, right? So those 3 boxes plus the 2 I already have out now, it's going to take me like a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
No, it's crazy. The overconsumption of things, or like, or I've even had recently, like with Amazon, where I like order something. Mm. And whatever shows up is like not the thing. And then they're like, you have this long to return this. It's like, you have like 3 days to return this thing so we can send you a replacement. And I'm like, should I just get to keep it at this point? Like, if you're fucking this much up all the time, like, it's costing me more money now just to drive to one of your drop setters.
I have a funny story.
Please.
So one time, I, instead of using like douches, I have this big syringe that you can see how much water you're taking out for when you clean out.
Okay.
So it's like 10 milliliters, 20 milliliters, 30 milliliters, whatever, you know, 50, but I have a 250 milliliter bottle, right? So I forgot that in Vegas when I went to go to LA to go shoot porn.
Oh, no.
So I forgot it. So yeah. I was like, okay, I'll get Amazon next day delivery, right?
Perfect.
I ordered one, and instead of them sending me that 250 milliliter syringe, they sent me male supplements. They sent
what?
Me, I know, what is this? They sent
How
me
is that
like,
a correlation
they sent
at
me,
all?
They gave me the wrong package, but the thing is it had my name on it, right? So I don't know how they messed that up in the warehouse, but you know, I'm opening it up and it's a box. I'm like, what is this box?
Yeah.
Right? Because it usually comes, like it does come in a box, but it's like the little brown cardboard box. This was like the white box with all these labels and stuff on it. I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
What's going on? I open it up and there's like little packets of like multivitamin for men, you know, shake up and pour in your water and
what?
Stir it up stuff. I was like, what is this? What
How is this going to help?
I was so upset.
Fuck.
So the person I was staying with, I was like, hey, can we go to like Walgreens or something real quick? He's like, yeah, why? So I go and I buy the douche enemas that I don't like. They suck.
Yeah.
They hurt. The little laxative that they put in it upsets my belly.
Oh, that's
right.
Good.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
But I didn't have a choice. I had a transfix scene. So,
yeah.
Bree that's Mills, by the way, fantastic.
Awesome. Shout out, Bree.
Shout out Jim Powers, too. I did two transfix scenes in a row.
Oh, there you
two
go.
2 days, not one day.
Is your tummy okay? Okay. Oh, that's such a bummer.
Oh, wait. No. I didn't bottom for that. The reason why I wanted it is because the guy I was staying with, we, you know, that's
oh, yeah.
what it was.
There you
right,
go.
I was topping. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm getting my things mixed up.
All
but,
good.
But yeah.
Yeah. Either way, though, that's just
either
like
way,
a
yeah.
huge fuck up.
Do I look like a guy? No.
No.
I don't need no male
why
supplements.
Why do I need male supplements? That's ridiculous. I hate. I once bought this pretty white sheer dress that has like, it's all your little bits are covered in flowers, right? But the rest of it is sheer. Bought it for a photo shoot, was all ready to go to the shoot. I pull it out of the bag. So I'm like, I know this is what it is. Mm. And I'm like, why is it cream colored? Cause the other one's like white. And I was like, oh, cream. Oh, well. So I pull it out. Girl, when I tell you, it's like a Laura Ingalls. I'm talking the skirts was like this thick. It was like multi layers of skirts that fell all the way down to my knees. It was like overalls, but a dress, a cream overalls dress. It had, I'm talking like the little like reddish weird like German, you know, like a German barmaid type thing, like some sort of print over the straps with lace and everything. I was like, what is this? I've never even seen something like this on Amazon. How did you get from the sheer white nightgown to whatever the fuck this is? It was terrible.
My brain, it hurts.
I know. And then you got to think too, it's like if you just like took the time to make sure that people are getting their orders in the first place, think how much that would save on just like not only having to return them, having to get new packaging for it.
Uh-huh.
You bring it to the little drop box and it's all those little plastic bags that you seal stuff in to bring it back, but then they're gonna have to re-put it through. It just seems like such a everything is so wasteful.
Yeah I just gave those supplement things to my friend. I was just like, hey, you want these? He's like, I don't need these. The thing is, he's very athletic and he already has his like his supplement and his vitamin like routine. So he's like, I don't need this. I was like, oh, I'm going to give it to your friends. He's like, okay. I didn't want to return it because it was $6.
Yeah.
I was like, it's not worth $6 to drive to a return place.
No.
You know, because it's in LA and it wouldn't be
it
worth $6
like to
deal
anyway.
With that driving anxiety anyways.
And just finding somewhere to park. Like, good luck.
Yeah.
Just to go drop it off. No, that's crazy.
We all have bad habits and breaking them is hard. That's where
Fume comes in. You've probably heard about Fume, but you might not know what it is. Fume is a flavored air device. No smoke, no batteries, just a beautiful reminder to breathe easy. So if you have a bad habit that you're trying to turn into a good one, head on over to tryfume.com/TWND to get a discount on your Journey Starter Pack. That's actually what Fume sent over to me to give a little taste test. And currently I am, well, not puffing on because there's no smoke, but I am breathing peach blush, which is actually, see, no smoke, a delicious flavor that I am very excited to be sipping on, as it were. I'm definitely trying to break a few bad habits of my own this year, and I think that Fume is a great place to start with that. I am an oral fixation girly. I always have to have something in my mouth. I was chewing on my fingernails for ages and other bad habits that we don't want to talk about. So if you want to join me on my journey to quit a bad habit and also help support the show that you love so very much, head on over to tryfume.com/TWND and let me know your experience, because I am excited to turn my bad habit into a good one with Fume. Tryfume.com/TWND. Do you shoot more in LA or Vegas? Or
Vegas, because I live in Vegas.
Yeah,
but,
so it's easier.
I go to LA often. And I go to, I did go to Tampa for a while. I'm kind of due to going back there. Mark Blaze Studios, we got a scene and DVD nominated for AVN.
Oh, cool.
But I was his first trans girl ever.
Oh, that's cool.
So his studio, Blazed Studio out in Tampa, I was his first trans performer in that studio. Because I met him in line at AVN and we vibed
like,
really
cut
well.
It off and...
He's like, yeah, I've been thinking about it. And I was like, hey, hi, hey, I'm Autumn. Hello.
That's awesome.
And I shot with a lot of really great people, and I got introduced to a lot of people through him, and then friends of the people I shot with, and I met some fantastic people because of it, like Kenny Cumshots and Bella Joey, and oh my gosh, I just call her by her real name, Peach, and her husband, and you know,
yeah,
all these other great people, Dakota Quinn, you know, so many names I can't think of out of the top of my head, but yeah, you know, all these names and great people
cool.
I got to meet, and they're, you know, they're hot, they're beautiful,
yeah,
you know, they're Florida, they're from Florida, you
yeah
know, it's, you know,
all like tan and
all
shit,
tan and stuff, yeah. Not Peach, she's white as hell, like me. You know, we are
pasty, yeah, all yeah pasty today.
Well, she's ginger, so you know.
Oh, there you go.
I am part ginger. My grandmother is ginger. My older sister's ginger. My nieces and nephews are ginger. I was the skip generation.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah.
I wish I could say I was like full natural ginger, but I was only redhead when I was like younger, and then I grew out of it. And
if you get me in the sunlight at a certain angle, this will have like a mild red tinge to it.
Yeah. My natural hair is similar. It's like a more darker, like auburn, and then in the light, very red. But then you're like, oh, but it's brown any other time. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. One thing I was kind of curious about, just because you are into cosplay and all your nerdy stuff, because we have the world of like the adult industry around us, which is like its own separate world from like private life, if you could inject yourself into any fantasy world, what one would it be? Have you thought about it?
My D&D campaign.
Perfect. I love that.
Well, mine and my girlfriend's, I should say. So I DM in her campaign, or not in her campaign, separate from her campaign. So we DM in the same world,
mm-hmm.
But I DM different players, different characters,
mm-hmm.
different positions in the world. So main campaign, we're, you know, the guys fighting the BBEG, big bad evil guy, for those who don't know, you know, doing the huge crazy things, saving countries and whatnot. Meanwhile, this other team... Hey, we're gonna go collect some herbs for this you know, shopkeeper and get 20 gold, and you know, we're gonna go help people around the city, you know.
Yeah.
Which is still fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, minimal combat, maximize role play kind of stuff. But for those who people know, you know, if it were my choice, it'd be that world. But for the pop culture, you know, you can Google this. That's hard. Yeah. I don't know. The thing I've watched so many shows. I've played so many games. I've watched all the different types of animes. I don't think I can answer that. Or give me 3 to 5 business days and I can get back to you.
No, that's fair. It is a bit all-encompassing, especially if you are like a super nerd, because there are so many different amazing worlds and stories and just types of tales that you could walk through.
Huh? Is it okay that my legs
are up
here? Okay.
Absolutely.
If I could have a choice, though, I would want it to be a world where magic exists.
Oh, yeah.
I would want to be, you know, a wizard or a sorceress.
Please.
You know?
Yes.
I would like to be able to... Or like a druid or something, you know? In D&D world, I'd be a druid.
Okay.
You know, an animal lover, tree lover, you know, go roll around in the forest naked, you know, kind of bullshit.
I love that.
But if it's just more general magic, cast spells, I would be like a sorceress or something. And I would not be evil. I would not smite people with my fire.
No smiting.
No
fire
smiting.
Fire is just for good and for playing with.
Yes, I'm cold. I'm going to make some fire.
I love that. I love the idea of magic. I always have like, Harry Potter was just kind of like a little foray into all of that.
Oh, that's a little tease.
When I was younger. Yeah, and then so much more opens up and you're just like, oh my God. I mean, I used to do role play forums back in the day, like writing out role play.
Oh my God. I had Kick and Tumblr and all these different things. So I know what you're talking about.
Did you ever have one of like the Pro Boards or the Envision Free?
No.
Like that's how deep I got. I was like, I learned HTML. Like when I started webcamming, I could actually like build a cool profile for myself because I knew HTML from having like worked on role play forums back in the day and figuring out like all the different color codes and all the different brackets
back when Facebook was still really cool. Anyways, back when I was in like middle school and high school and still even into early college, like early college, not early college, like I graduated high school and I went to college, not early college.
Yeah.
I was still on like Facebook like groups for role play and stuff. It was really interesting. And then I wouldn't say colleagues because we weren't working, just someone who went to school with me in high school found out about it and he started bullying me about it. I got back at him, but I'm not saying how.
Yeah,
you know, but nothing violent.
Things happened.
Nothing
it was
violent.
Fine.
I'm not a violent person. You know, I just hey. You mess with someone too much.
Yeah.
You know, don't bully people.
That's true.
Sometimes they'll come back at you.
Yeah. Once you get bullied enough, then you know all the best tactics for bullying.
Oh, I'm not a bully. The only time I will ever
you're a bully,
quotation mark, someone is if it's like consent, BDSM, role play kind of in bed stuff. Like, you know, sometimes I can get a little bit sadistic when I'm doing like kinky stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not my cup of tea and I have to really be in the mood for it. But when I am, yeah, otherwise I'm a very submissive, dynamic wise person.
Yeah.
Like I'm top more than I bottom for my porn because I'm a trans girl who can top. So suitors are like, hey.
Yeah. I get that. Cause I'm also definitely not a bully, but was someone who was bullied.
Yeah.
That works really, really, really well for femdom content, which I love to do. So shout out to those who like my femdom.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, shoot. Ooh, you should explore that.
It's fun, like, for me, because it's like, I do have, like frustrations with things, but I'm not an angry person. If anything, it's kind of, like, similar to you said, I can get very, very down about things, but I'm not, like, a rageful, angry person. Unless I'm about to be bleeding, then I feel a lot of rage.
Well, the thing is, I'm a super kinky person, but not a lot of people see that because so much stuff online is so rulesy about what you can post. That's why I'm super happy Kink finally hired me. I shot with Kink a few months ago. It was fantastic, by the way. I was riding that high for a week. I was
great.
So happy. But the thing is, you know, it's not super profitable unless you know what you're doing to do a lot of kink content without knowing the sites to post on, because you know, so many fan sites and even tube sites and even clip sites that you sell are like, oh, you can't do that. You can't do that. You can't do that. You can't do that. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember her name. There's this one trans girl in the industry. I can't remember her name, but she is a godsend. She has this list of sites where you can and can't post certain things. And these are all like premium clip sites. So I can't remember your name. If I remember, I'll tag it like in the video below. But thank you. You know, you're fantastic.
Love that. Yeah, someone... there's a lot of discrepancy between different sites. Like some things you can do on OnlyFans, some things you can't, but Loyal Fans allows it. Like I don't even know what Fans Lead has. Like there's so many different things for everyone and all the clip sites. I had once a cosplay video of like Red Sonja where I had like fake blood and that got taken off of many vids. And I'm like, do you really think that I have real covered in
it's
blood?
It's like thick sugar water.
Yeah. It's literally like, and then it's also like, even as a disclaimer, and they're like, this is fake blood. And then they're like, well, you can't have this. I'm like, why? It's not like it's like coming out of me. There's no, it's like I was in a battle and I got sprayed with blood.
They're losing money. What's the point?
Yeah.
But it probably is most of the time it's credit card companies, I think.
Yeah.
Because they're like, you can't do this and you can't do that. That's what happened with Pornhub, is why you don't make near as much money as you used to off of porn videos on Pornhub, is because the credit cards pulled out because, you know, unfortunately in their past, they weren't as good about verifying things. But now they're overly strict about their verification. I haven't uploaded a new video besides solos to Pornhub in so long because they're just so difficult now.
Yeah, me too.
And I need to get better about that because Pornhub hosts their own awards and you know, I would like to go to one of those one of these days. So yeah. I need to get back on that and just, I don't know, hit up their creator support Twitter and be like, hey, you know, can you give me some info?
Yeah, what can we do about this?
The down low, help me out, help a sister out, please.
Help me help you. Let's get all the views going
you
on.
You get
let's
me all money, I get you money. I give you millions of views, you give me a few hundred dollars. Not a few thousand dollars, few hundred dollars.
Oh fuck.
I know. I've made a few thousand dollars off of my Pornhub and I have like 14 million views.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, be a bit more. Yeah,
just
nice.
Throw it up there just a tiny bit more, please. Yeah, there's a lot that goes into that. Do you shoot? I know that you do shoot a lot of mainstream, but since you do solo stuff, is the solo stuff that you do primarily for companies as solo stuff, or do your own stuff?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I do a lot of amateur stuff too. It's been a while simply because I am recovering from burnout.
Okay, yeah.
But also I needed to find a new place to shoot since moving in with my partner. I don't like shooting at home. It just kind of feels dirty. You know, that's a sacred place. This is where I lay down with my partner.
Yeah.
This is where we cook meals together. You know, it just feels, because she's not in the industry. Maybe it'd be different if she was, but yeah. It just feels.
But it's like your space
it's
together.
It's my space and it feels kind of dirty and I'm solving that. You know, I have a friend who's going to let me shoot at his place.
That's great. It is important bedroom, for so. Some people, and this isn't like an everything situation, but like it sounds like you respect your partner a lot, which is really, really good. And it's like great to hear because it's like, well, even if maybe they wouldn't have a problem with it, then it's good that you're like thinking about that on your own too. Like, I want this to be somewhere that's just for us and separate from work, and to have that separation can be really beneficial towards like longevity in the industry, I think too.
I'm too nice to the point to where it's exhausting sometimes.
Oh,
being so nice and being a people pleaser, it's hard for me to like say no to people.
Yeah,
even if I don't like them, and I don't dislike a lot of people, it takes a lot for me to dislike someone.
Yeah,
like it's difficult, it's hard. You have to be mean. Be mean.
Yeah, well, we don't like it when people are mean, but no. I do really like that you've joined me today, and I had a lot of fun chatting with you.
Shoot, you're so sweet. You're so sweet.
Thank you.
Oh,
is there anything else you want to like promote or talk about?
Well, I said a lot of people's names today, and I hope, you know, you guys look up any of the names I said today. They deserve all the attention I get, if not more. You know, Not really, just, you know, Google me, TS Autumn Rain, Autumn Rain Porn, Autumn to Bottom, you know, I'm known by multiple different things. But Autumn Rain is my stage name, you know, but just Google me. Look at all my links that's on my Twitter, you know, and yeah, just autumn rain porn. You'll find everything, honestly.
That's awesome. And everything will also be linked in the description as well. Make sure to get all your links posted so everyone can find you very easily. And I think, what should your homework be for this week?
Oh, you give homework?
I do give homework. I don't think that they all of them listen, but some of them have. Because coming up next week, I have actually a reply from a listener that I didn't want to get into today.
That's when that femdom energy comes in.
Yes,
hey,
it is.
There you go.
Do you have any thoughts to give them for some homework? What would you make them do for the week based on what we talked about today?
Well, one, you know, take into some of the more mental notes that we said, you know, take into consideration, try to be more thoughtful, open-minded person. If she's linking all my stuff, not saying go spend money if you don't have money, but go follow all the stuff. Following's free.
Watching
my stuff is free. The stuff that's public domain, you know?
Yeah. So be thoughtful. Be supportive.
And go be a nerd.
Love your inner nerd. Let it out. Let your freak flag fly. Being normal is very boring. This has been the Totally Wholesome Not Dirty podcast. You can follow me on Instagram at thisredheadissfw. You can follow the podcast on Instagram and X at twndpodcast. Please to be liking and subscribing and sharing with a friend and following Autumn on all of her social medias. And it has been a pleasure having you.
Thank you so much.
With me
it means
today.
So much to me.
And do you know, as you look into that camera there, what C-U-M might spell?
Come.
See you Monday.
Oh.
C-U-M every week.
'The Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast is presented by TWND Productions, created and hosted by Molly Stewart, co-hosted by Laura Contreras, and produced by David Warren.